Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The state Republican Party gathers tomorrow for its 2014 state convention, and a high-stakes year for the party with candidates for governor, Congress, and the Senate. But one candidate thought by some to have one of the best shots at winning won't be there. Richard Tesei, former state senator, current candidate for Congress, is boycotting the convention over the state party platform approved last month that includes language against abortion and same-sex marriage. Tesei, who's gay and is married to a man, says the platform is a step back for the party. Richard Tesei joins us now on Morning Edition. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bob. I appreciate it.
So elaborate on why you've decided to not go to the party convention this weekend.
Well, it's hard to be a 21st century party when you have a platform that's stuck in the 19th century. And that's what the party did by adopting the platform that they're going to use for this convention. And, you know, I don't want to give tacit approval to the platform, and I've pretty much decided not to go.
You said the platform takes the party backward rather than forward in terms of appealing to a large group of Massachusetts voters. In considering this language, is the state party shooting itself in the foot or maybe even in the head?
You know what? There are millions of people in the state who should be attracted to the Republican Party's message of limited government, lower taxes, support of the small businesses, and particularly younger people should be attracted to our party. And when you put in language that, regarding gay marriage and abortion, that the majority of the people in the state don't support, it really creates a disincentive or a wall that a lot of people aren't willing to cross. And I do think that if we're going to move forward as a party, we have to be inclusive and we have to attract as many people to the Republican banner as possible, and this platform doesn't do that.
Why is it the right time for you to take this pretty hard stand?
I really do believe that the Republican Party is the best party as far as offering solutions to some of the problems that are facing the country right now. And I'm running for Congress up in the North Shore. I want to represent the people of the 6th Congressional District. I'm not going to carry any platform to Washington with me. I'm going to carry the values that the majority of people in my congressional district have.
You are being questioned by some in the Republican Party who support the platform. For example, Steve Aylward, a state committee member who voted for it, told the Boston Globe this morning that he found your position surprising for someone who's always talking about inclusion, saying you can't be inclusive and then exclude. Respond to that.
Well, you know what? 2 years ago, the Republican Party in Massachusetts passed a platform that didn't speak on any of these issues, and it, we were a much bigger tent than we are right now. So I do think that the party's taken a step backwards rather than forward, and, to have true inclusiveness, you'd recognize that there are different opinions and diversity of opinion within the Republican Party, and clearly the platform is a step backwards when it comes to that.
Have you thought about getting out of the Republican Party?
No, actually, what I want to do is try to change the Republican Party, particularly on issues like marriage equality. I mean, we've always been a party that throughout our history has supported civil rights and expanding civil rights for people. It was the abolitionist movement was headed by Republicans. The women's right to vote, it was the Republican Party that pushed for that. It was the civil rights movement, it was the Republican Party that pushed for that. And I think it's important for Republicans who believe in freedom, to stand up and say, that the party needs to change its direction.
You still need Republican votes in order to have a shot at winning your congressional race up on the North Shore. Are you worried you're alienating some people?
I'm not really worried because, I'm a big supporter of, limited government, lower taxes. I'm very supportive of small businesses. I support self-sufficiency and individual responsibility, all of the things that the Republican Party stands for. And those are the issues I think that really attract people to the Republican Party banner. And that's what we should be concentrating on. And that's what I'm going to be talking about during the campaign.
Richard Tesei, former state senator, current Republican candidate for Congress on the North Shore. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.